You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a unanimous decision March 4th, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the decision of the Colorado Supreme Court to remove Donald Trump from the Colorado state ballot, ending state efforts to enforce the 14th Amendment, Section 3. The court punted to Congress to enforce the 14th Amendment, saying, quote, "The Constitution empowers Congress to prescribe how those determinations should be made. The relevant provision is Section 5, which enables Congress, subject to judicial review, to pass appropriate legislation to enforce the 14th Amendment." The court majority also noted that the states did in fact use the 14th Amendment to disqualify state candidates, but that, quote, "such power over governance, however, does not extend to federal office holders and candidates." Both the decision and a concurrence by Justices Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson expressed concern that if the states had the power, it would result in a patchwork of decisions which could affect the outcome of the election. But the concurrence raised alarms that the conservative majority overreached. Quote, "Although we agree that Colorado cannot enforce Section 3, we protest the majority's effort to use this case to define the limits of federal enforcement of that provision. It's unlikely Congress would agree on any legislation to disqualify former President Donald Trump." We have a link to the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.